passed away
a couple months ago.
Did you get him a gift?
No, he was dead.
Okay.
I hate that on Facebook when it tells you that somebody's having a birthday, and you look and it turns out that it's a dead friend.
Yeah.
And on that happy note, welcome to the podcast.
Rigor mortis roundup. Well, I don't do Facebook anymore.
No, I know. It's a good thing.
Yeah. There wasn't enough of me posted on there to watch. It was all Tarzan Dan.
What's with Tarzan Dan and posting on Instagram? It's like he's his own fucking fan club. He loves himself to death.
Hey. What's not to love?
There's more than enough to go around, apparently.
Quick round of Instagram.
All right.
Jig, Jesse and Gene Instagram. Mm-hmm. We'll just hit them as they come, okay?
All right.
I have no idea what they mean.
Oh. Is there no way we can get rid of him?
Not without cause, Michael.
I have cause. It is because I hate him.
Oh, Trudeau. That was for Trudeau.
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais?
Love anything.
All the brothers and sisters, and they all had loads of kids, and their kids have had loads of kids, and their kids have had loads of kids, because we're chavs, basically. There's a new baby every Christmas. It's one of those families. You know what I mean? I go home, it's crowded. I go, oh, whose is that? Oh, yours is it? Oh, well done. I don't know him, I don't know her. You know what I mean? It's like, but what I've done over the last couple of years, I've got them each individually, right, in private, and I've told them that I'm leaving my entire fortune to just them, right? But to keep it secret. So they all love me, right? And I'm not doing a will, so my funeral is going to be a fucking bloodbath.
Too funny, eh?
He's great.
Chinese weddings, it's the wedding season.
Oh, lovely.
Chinese weddings.
Mm-hmm. And on the back of the invite, my wife is like, you have to put your email address on the back of the invite so my friends can email in their dietary requirements. White people, dietary requirements. Holy fuck. Yo, there's no dietary requirements, okay? Chinese weddings in Malaysia, there's no dietary requirements. Chinese weddings in Malaysia, everyone shows up, we eat, some people die, and then we go home. Oh. Makes the race stronger. We're not customizing meals for weak genes. Thousands of years of Chinese weddings. People show up and die. No one complains.
You know, it's a wedding season, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I remember once in Toronto, Every weekend we had to go to a wedding.
Yeah, that happened to me, too. I came up with a great idea for it, though.
What?
I went out and, well, I mean, this is way before cell phones. I went out and I bought a box of telephones, like six telephones. Mm-hmm. And every weekend I would go to a wedding and give people a fucking telephone. And it wrecked my summer.
Yeah.
Every fucking Saturday, a fucking wedding.
And you're like in Scarborough at a Greek wedding. A Greek church.
Like you're being held hostage.
Doesn't have any air conditioning. It's 37 degrees Celsius. On the Humidex, it's like 120.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Everybody's sweating.
Yeah.
Parents are passing away. Yeah. I went to a Greek wedding once. It was rather interesting. Right in the middle of the wedding, the bride and groom have got to spit on the ground. So, you know, this guy's reading stuff in Greek, blah, 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 and all of a sudden, what the fuck is going on here?
Weird.
Fuck.
Weird. Trudeau clip. Not sure what this is, but this is the week that he ups the price on everything.
Yeah, and it gets a raise.
Most basic element of politics is choosing someone to be your voice in Parliament.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Making sure that the person you send to Ottawa to represent you, to stand for you, to fight for you, knows you, shares your values, shares your perspective.
Do me a favor, please. Get out of here. Get out of here, man.
You know, if we were in politics.
Oh, boy.
And ratings came out and we had slash marks, right? Slash marks, so you have no listeners on radio.
Exactly.
If we had nothing but slash marks, we wouldn't last till the end of the show.
Exactly.
We'd be gone. How the fuck is this guy not gone?
Well, they're holding us hostage.
Okay. I don't know who this is, but I like her.
About what sort of sayings could I have? You know, what could my grandchildren say that Noni always said, that's my grandma's name, Noni. I'm working on one and I think it's brilliant. They'll remember me for this. I say, you know, Noni always said, remember Noni, Noni always said. Sweetheart, if you can't find something nice to say about somebody, they're probably a cunt.
I've been going through grandma, grandpa stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm a grandpa.
You are a grandpa.
I'm a grandpa.
Yeah.
Let's end this little Instagram segment, which I hope you've enjoyed.
I certainly have, and we hope you've enjoyed it at home.
And with a touching song.
A touching song.
Gene made last night.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you.
I like that.
You like that?
It was touching.
All right, one more time.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Gene.
Fuck you, Jesse. It's been nice. Fuck all the listeners. Fuck everybody.
Fuck everyone from the bottoms of our fucking hearts,
which are deep inside our fucking bodies.
And fuck you.
Man, just want to let you know that sometimes you got to shut the fuck up. And this current time is just one of those times you got to shut the fuck up.
I don't think you're a bad person. I just don't want to hear you talking anymore. You gotta shut the fuck up.